Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Like international break, after the international break, for him to be back, Joe Gomez, how's he? How's Thiago's way as well? How far away is he?
All three not available. Different stages, I would say. Joey might be able to train beginning of the week. Luis, I hope, during next week. Yes, after the international break, then obviously for both possible. Thiago, we will see. So none of them trained yet with the team. And then we will see how that develops in the next couple of weeks. Then we won't know more. Apart from that, from the last game, nothing that I've heard about.
Two parts to this next question. Mike Gordon has resumed his involvement at the club. What difference does that make to you? Obviously, we've also heard the quotes from John W. Henry as well, where he says that we'll continue building at Liverpool in a responsible manner. We have and will continue investing wisely in the transfer market. So what does that mean in terms of your ability to bring in the players that you want in the summer transfer window? For instance, does it make a signing of the magnitude of the Jude Bellingham more likely or less likely?
Nothing to do with any kind of names or players. It's just about... John is right. So if you have a look, the players we brought in the last couple of transfer windows, it's Lewis, Darwin, Cody. So one of the, just to mention the players for the first line, I think that Sadio, Bobby and Mo together were for quite a while one of the best front three in world football. And so now we had Sadio left in the summer, we'll see what happened to Bobby in the summer, but then Mo left pretty much, but we replaced them, and Diogo came in that time, and not in the last two, but came in as well. So I think that's investment, and it's wise investment, it's responsible investment. That's what you want and what you need and what we needed. This year they were unfortunately most of the time injured. That didn't help, obviously, but they were here anyway, or Cody came only lately. So, and this has to be now in a similar manner. We will do that for other parts of the team, and that will be possible. That's all.
And Mike, being taking more responsibility back?
I think that it makes absolutely sense that if Mike Gordon wants to say something about that, then you ask him. Yeah.
Can you give us that chance?
Yeah. I have his number. Yeah.
Onto the football anyway, but he might only be for a couple of hours, but you can go into the top four on Saturday, albeit on goal difference. And whether or not you create a fear amongst those other teams that are challenging for the top four, does it feel like you create fear amongst them when you're chasing them down because you've been in this position before? And if so, how do you as a team, as a group, feed off that?
Again, two different things. So as a general feeling, we have to. We have to chase, and we have to challenge pretty much everybody. But that's only a little side story, because the main thing is going to Bournemouth and playing a game there and not counting the points before you have them. So, and I'm much too long in the business, and so the last few days a lot of Bournemouth football, and the way they play and stuff like this, that can be really uncomfortable for each team. And only the last one against Arsenal, where everybody saw how much Arsenal were obviously in a really good moment, how much they had to fight and stretch luck, if you want. So obviously a late winner is probably a bit lucky as well, even when they deserved it. Then you know exactly what's going on, and you have a look at the fight for the relegation. So we might fight for the Champions League spots. We will see how the results will be in the next few weeks. But the fight for staying in the league is as exciting, if you want, and means each point can make a massive difference. And I'm 100% sure that Bournemouth will fight like crazy, and that's something we have to expect. There's nothing else to think about. It's a general thing that we want to, we all know we want to, and I said it before, we want to squeeze everything out of this season. That means obviously, if it's somehow possible, we want to go into the top four clear, but nobody knows that in the moment, but it must be our aim anyway. But it has nothing to do with the game and not thinking about whatever other stuff. It's just being fully focused about Bournemouth.
Thank you.
Fraser?
Jürgen, as much as the 7-0 win, everybody a massive boost here. Just how much of a delight was it for you to get 3 clean sheets in a row?
That's in a league more, but fine. I know in between was another game. That's all about. That's the basis for everything. So the way you defend gives you the stability to create and to attack, and that was very helpful. I said it now before, and I understand 100% that for a few days at least it was a massive story. For us, really not so much, because again, long enough in the business, knowing the performance is super important to us, because that's really something we have to build on and use. The result is just not important. It's we want 7-0, which is quite strange. It's nice for when we all coming back in 10, 15 years, watching a game. Maybe I've got tickets for another derby. Then I sit there, and then people will remember that once we did that. But that's then. Then it might be important on that day. It's not important today. So it was a good game, and we have to keep going.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear, and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Life is full of awesome what-ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Yeah, and it's a bit more complicated. But the first game against Bournemouth was obviously a similar result. So when we played here, and if I knew after 9-0, it will be no fun when we go there, because that's not the easiest motivation for the colleague of all time. So and now with this result before, of course, it's just one of the informations you have, not more. Bournemouth plays a different system. We don't play at home, which obviously in this season, if you look at our points tally, I think with home games, the home table, we are in the top four. In the away table, we are far away from that. So we have to show consistency there as well. We have to step up. We have to make sure that we create the atmosphere on the pitch we need, and then use it. But it's a football game like all the others, and we have to make sure we are ready for that.
You talked about last week ahead of the game against Wolves about giving the season a little push for the two home games. I mean, you talked a bit about consistency as well. Do you feel you've got that consistency, and also did you notice a little bit of difference in training this week because of the coming off the back of those two games?
Yeah, there's no better mood booster than a good game before. So yes, of course you see that, but in the end, it's we had consistency, if you want, in the league now in the last five games. But that's always how we spoke a lot about it. It's like confidence. It's a fragile little flower, and we have to make sure that we keep that, and we have to understand in the right way. So I loved the goals we scored, but I loved more because it's not likely that you always finish the situations off. You can have 7-8 chances in a football game, even against United, but that you finish them all off and score, that's really unlikely. But the way there was everything involved, there was good play, super counter attacking. It was always was there. It was really, really good defending before. So winning ball backs, if it was high up the pitch in the counter press situation, and these kind of things, they bring you consistency. You should not expect to score now from opposite situation again. So that's of course not. But we have to create in this manner, and we have to use all the little situations. So we had counter attacks, if you want, out of open play. We had it after set pieces. All things we really need, and didn't have it that often this year, to be honest. I think. For all goals, there were plenty of options in the box, like bodies in the box were 3, 4, 5 even. And that's always something you need as well. So that's what we take, and that's what we try to recreate and to get consistency in. Oh, but there's a lot, so many games to play, and we are really, we have what we said before, we have to chase pretty much everybody. And on that means tomorrow, Bournemouth. And that's what we'll try to do. Hi.
Tony Gakpo and Darwin Núñez both got a couple of goals each against United. Given the pressure now on players when they join a club, particularly one as large as Liverpool, to hit the ground running, how pleased are you with their performances and how do they deal with that pressure?
Very well. Oh, they deal very well with it. I think we deal very well with it altogether. Because we don't put extra pressure on the players. Never did, will never do. But that doesn't mean that there is no. Because we know the world can be a quite intense place, especially when you cost a lot of money, stuff like this. A lot of things are said, a lot of things are written, and all these things, you have to deal with that. But it's now obviously a point, where you can see for Cody, it went obviously really quickly. We were hoping for that. You never know 100%, but we're hoping for it, and really like. But I like probably the game he played. The contribution now is really obvious. Same for Darwin, and same like it was for Lewis. It's super important. Like it was for Diogo when he came in. So the boys, I think, obviously, scouting can be never perfect because you only know a person really when a player only when he's then really around you. But obviously we were really spot on in this moment. So we signed the player, but the boy behind as well, and both worked really well. So I'm really happy with the development. Thank you.
McCarthy and Northfield? James?
Yeah, just on Bobby's decision, did he come and see you last week and tell you about that? Did you see it coming? Were you surprised by his decision?
Yes, he told me. Surprised, yes, a little bit, but it was not hit by his private. It was like, no, it's a normal thing to do, but it could go two ways. Yeah, and it was one. And I respect that a lot. And it's completely normal in this kind of long relationship that we have and Bobby has with the club and with most of the players and stuff like this and with the fans, of course. It's pretty special, and I loved the reception he got when he came on against United. And actually, he told me, and then the only other thing he said is, now I want to bring this wonderful story to a positive end. So that's it. So he's completely here, completely committed, how everybody can imagine. And that's all we need to know. And from when, that's no time for a goodbye or whatever. And from in this moment, we have enough time for that later in the season. Whenever he will come back, everybody knows that. The song is still will be for a long, long time still in everybody's ears. I'm pretty sure. So, and no problem. I think he's one of these players, even when he comes, would come with an opposition team. People would be really happy to see.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.